Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 5th annual Helping Women Succeed, a global summit to empower women in 100 countries around the world via live stream. Our show is also sponsored by the People You Need to Know magazine, Women Speakers Showcase, to be held this Saturday, September 20th, 2014, at Agnes Scott College. Join us as 20 phenomenal women business owners speak in six-minute powerful vignettes that are sure to inspire, inform, and uplift. Purchase your tickets at 2014leadingladies.eventb.com. Let me get Dr. Phillips on the line here. 100% of the proceeds will benefit the Leading Ladies of Legacy, nonprofit organization for women and girls. We have a special treat for you today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips and Dr. Melinda Willingham of the Decatur Pediatric Group. DPG has locations in Clarkston, Smyrna, Lithonia, and Covington. My guests today are the owners of the Decatur Pediatric Group. Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips is a native of Charleston, South Carolina, and earned her medical degree at the Medical University of South Carolina College of Medicine. Dr. Melinda Willingham is a native of Silver Springs, Maryland, and earned her medical degree from the Howard University School of Medicine. Decatur Pediatric Group's board-certified pediatric providers specialize in medical care of newborns, children, and teens. Their goal is to provide high-quality, comprehensive care, maintaining the physical and mental health of your child. We're so honored to have on the phone today two of the most respected pediatricians in the metro Atlanta area, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips and Dr. Melinda Willingham. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, and thank you very much, Spark Plug. This is Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips.
Hey, Doc, how are you? Dr. Willingham, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. You ladies doing okay today?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, great. Now, I want to get right into it because I know y'all are extremely busy. So, Dr. Wilson Phillips, first to you. What year did you purchase the Decatur Pediatric Group, and what would you like your legacy to be for the practice?
Well, this is definitely an honor, Spark Plug, to be featured on your radio station. I actually started the practice in April 1996 is when we purchased it, and it was with the help of your magazine, People You Need to Know, that I was featured on the cover about 18 months later after the actual purchase of the practice. That magazine actually helped to spark and to establish our practice in the Atlanta community. Basically being known for our consistency with medical care, our consistency with our infants through 18, 19 years old. We have established and have actually gone through our first generation of patients, and basically just being a service to the community and making sure that our pediatric from newborns, teenagers, to young adults are maintained in the best of medical care.
Well, I like that. You've gone through your first generation of patients. Well, Dr. Willingham, when did you come aboard as a partner and vice president?
Well, Spark Plug, actually, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to talk a little bit about Decatur Pediatric Group. I joined Dr. Wilson Phillips initially as an employee in 2001 and became a partner in July 2004, and very excited to join this progressive practice.
All right. Well, Dr. Wilson Phillips, the Decatur Pediatric Group started out with one location in Clarkston, and now you have four locations. What has been the key to such phenomenal growth?
Well, the key has been consistency And actually, I think the mere fact that we established our practice on electronic medical records back in 1999, this allowed us to have access to our patients' medical records, and that actually allowed our patients to come to various locations throughout the city and not having to worry about us being able to access their child's chart. I think that has really allowed the organization to flourish and not be constrained to one location. And also the philosophy of maintaining consistent pediatric care with our providers. Dr. Willingham and I take great pride in selecting the providers that actually come on with Decatur Pediatric Group. And I do believe that consistency in service, excellence, and making sure that our providers are all board certified in pediatrics, that actually maintains that promise to the patients that we will maintain consistent service and excellence in pediatric care.
All right. Well, Dr. Willingham, how has being raised as a military child affected the way you care for children at the Decatur Pediatric Group?
I think being a child that has grown up in the military, both my father, he was an Air Force veteran for 26 years, and my husband was in the Army, it has given me a dynamic perspective regarding the different cultural backgrounds of patients. And also, being a child in the military, there is a lot of change that happens. And so a lot of our families, particularly in our Clarkston location, are from many places throughout the world, including Africa, Asia, and South America even. So I have the opportunity to have diverse conversations and opportunities to discuss certain concerns with parents. Knowing different cultures and their beliefs, it has allowed me to be able to get to the heart of the concerns that the parents may have when they're hesitant about certain treatments or certain immunizations, so that I can explain it to them where they're comfortable, where they feel like proceeding. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to have that background so that I can gel with multiple patients from all over the world.
Beautiful, beautiful. Dr. Wilson Phillips, you hail from the great city of Charleston, South Carolina. How often do you get a chance to return to the Palmetto State?
Quite often, actually. My family still lives there. My mother and I have two brothers, and their families, they're still there. I actually try to visit at least every other month I go home. And actually, the question comes up quite often, why do we maintain the name Decatur in our practice with it being located throughout multiple cities in the metro Atlanta area? But I have failed to share that my father's name was actually Decatur. The original location of the practice was in downtown Decatur back in the early 70s, and it relocated to the Clarkston location, and that's where we originally purchased the practice, was in Clarkston. But we've maintained the name of Decatur in honor of my father. And he was a business person that was actually a pharmacist by his training, and then he branched out into other entrepreneurial professions in his professional life.
All right. Well, Dr. Willingham, you mentioned earlier that you joined DPG in 2001. What was it about the practice that made you want to call it home?
That's a great question, Sparkplug. In my tenure at in a previous position, I was looking for a practice that was very innovative and forward-thinking. I realized back during that time period that medicine was changing very rapidly, and I needed to identify a practice that fit the philosophies that I was looking for. So one of the features that attracted me to DPG actually was the electronic medical record. I felt that there was a much easier and efficient way to do the same practices that we were doing. But with the old paper chart, it seemed to slow down the process. So I was very happy to see that Dr. Wilson Phillips had the insight to determine that electronic medical records would be part of the future in medicine and would stay there. And in addition, the other thing I was looking for was quality. There are a lot of pediatric and other providers actually throughout the community, and one of our key focuses is quality in providing consistent care, no matter what your socioeconomic background is or your insurance. We treat all of our patients with the utmost dignity and respect, and we feel that they all deserve the same quality of care. And those two features alone, besides our personalities, I think we get along very well, is what initially attracted me to Decatur Pediatric Group.
Well, I noticed y'all two really get along very well. Let me just ask you this question. This wasn't even a part of the show, but I'm going to have to ask you this question anyway since you brought it up. Dr. Wilson Phillips, we're going to start with you. What's the number one thing you like about working with Dr. Willingham?
Well, her spirit. She brings a very positive spiritual spirit in our philosophies and how we approach pediatrics, and our patients are very similar. It's sometimes haunting to both of us that we'll be sitting around the table and, you know, a question is thrown out there and we have the same response. And, you know, we have our expertise also in different areas. And I think with a partnership, it's very important that each individual in that partnership recognizes their specialties. And those specialties have to complement each other. It's very, very much like a marriage. But those specialties and interests have to complement each other, and that's what contributes to a whole and making it holistic and making it a very good partnership. So I think I think it's those two components that have allowed us to be the partnership that we have and the spirit that we exude to our providers and to our staff, you know, it's what carries the organization to where it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Dr. Willingham, what about you? What do you like the most about your partnership with Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips?
Well, she almost took exactly all the words out of my mouth, but with that being said, I love her spirit. She really believes and she's very passionate about the things that she wants to pursue. She is relentless. I think she has great business acumen as well. So I think we complement each other very well. She has great strengths in areas that are more of my weaknesses, areas that I need to develop a little bit better. And I think I can partner in Mirror and offer some things also for Decatur Pediatric Group and our partnership as well that help us grow as a practice. So I like her spirit. I like her attitude. I like the fact that she's relentless. I like the fact that she's not afraid to enter new territories. And oftentimes within our fields, we're typically pinned into a small box. And we like to think outside of the box. And I think that's one of the things that distinguishes Decatur Pediatric Group from other practices. And I think that's another reason why a lot of families are attracted to our office as well.
All right. Well, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips, what are some of the services that you offer at DPG?
Well, and stepping outside of the box, Sparkplug, and that's a great way of saying it. I like the way that Dr. Willingham quoted that. But we cater and treat the entire patient, and we really pride ourselves on following the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics and holding to that philosophy. We do offer services that are very different from some of our other practices in the community in that we have allergy testing, internal allergy testing. We also do allergy treatment. We are on the cutting edge by offering oral allergy treatment as well as injections. We have a computerized specialized tests for the identification of attention deficit disorder or ADHD, but we use that computerized electronic testing in addition to the traditional tools to identify ADHD, but we have expanded that within the last 6 months to really make sure that we're able to not only identify ADHD with our patients, but also with the management of it. And so we're able to do this test periodically to make sure that they are actually on the appropriate management for their particular diagnosis. We cater to the entire child by offering the routine wellness exams. And so we encourage our patients, and this is done through our electronic medical record system, that we are calling our parents, reminding them about their child's physical exams that are due. And we offer, of course, vaccinations, immunizations. We have the flu vaccine available. So those particular services is what makes the Decatur Pediatric Group from other pediatric practices in the community.
All right. Well, Dr. Willingham, DPG offers some of the most comprehensive diagnostic techniques and management of pediatric long-term conditions. What does this mean for parents?
What this means for parents is that you could be assured that you are entering a practice where the providers are very competent in the care for your child's long-term conditions. It's very often that we will receive new patients, and perhaps I'll pick asthma, for example. The parent is accustomed to multiple emergency room visits, multiple physician visits, staying up all night with their child, just because there's been a disconnect with the communication on the proper management and how asthma should be treated. And oftentimes within our practice, we have spirometry, which is recommended to perform on a patient with mild intermittent asthma at least once or twice a year. And if your child is on long-term medications, oftentimes we might need to do that test a little bit more frequently, every 3 to 4 months. And they require frequent follow-up in the office so that we can provide our parents asthma education so that they can understand the medications and the role of what they do. And it often helps make sure that parents are not spending all their time up all night caring for their sick child and instead enjoying their life, being able to go to work and enjoying their child. So oftentimes I'll find families who are accustomed to having frequent ER visits, and by the time they've been within our practice within a short period of time, we're able to get them on the appropriate medications and bring them back to the joy of just living life and enjoying their child. And they have very rare emergency room visits, and that's our whole goal. With multiple different chronic conditions, we do have the tools and the background and training and some unique tools that some practices may not have in order to better and objectively manage your child's chronic condition.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Wilson Phillips, what's next for DPG? Are you planning on continuing your expansion around Metro Atlanta?
Spark Club, that's a great question, but it's a spiritual walk. And I'm often asked about the business plan and the future of the organization. My pastor advised me a few years ago, and she came to one of our grand openings for the third location, and she said that she saw 10 locations in the future of Decatur Pediatric Group. I still hold, and Dr. Willingham and Pam and I, we still hold to the fact that we are being spiritually guided, and the growth and future of the organization is for us to continue to provide consistent, comprehensive care to our patients. And we are looking at doing a wellness facility. The plan and name of that organization is to be called the AAA Plus Wellness Facility, and that will be in our individual locations. So it will be in the 4 locations that we're in now, and as we expand, we will continue to that concept will be carried out to the other locations. The reason that we are calling it AAA Plus is because it will address the most common conditions that we see in the pediatric specialty, and that's allergies, asthma, and ADHD. And as we've elaborated on earlier in the conversation, we have the tools that will allow us to approach those particular diagnoses. And beyond those diagnoses will be covered by the PLUS, and that's in addressing another condition, that's obesity, that has actually impacted the pediatric population. So that's the future, and we'll keep marching on.
All right. Well, Dr. Willingham, my producer, just put something in front of me, and I know you ladies were kind enough to address this earlier, but if you could just touch on it one more time, what are some of the major benefits of electronic medical records?
Some of the major benefits for electronic medical records include being able to facilitate the transfer of information between your primary care physician or your medical home and other entities that you may visit. So, for example, if your child has to go to the emergency room or if your child has been referred to the specialist, you have a full team of doctors, and we are able to communicate with each other electronically. That expedites the transfer of information if there is something that they need from us. Instead of duplicating services, wasting cost, and having your child go through unnecessary procedures once again, we're able to share that information and allow that child to have full, comprehensive care. And it is easiest when all the physicians can communicate with each other. We can approach that child's condition as a team. You typically have a better outcome, and we're able to arrive at the medical diagnosis a lot more quickly. The other major benefit for that includes the exchange of prescriptions with the pharmacist. Oftentimes, medical errors are something that occur, and since the sometimes a physician's handwriting is not as clear as what it needs to be, it's very easy for the pharmacist to read and interpret the prescription so that there is no miscommunication on what the appropriate dosage is. And then finally, I think it also helps better serve our patients. We are the best pediatricians in the world, I definitely believe. However, there are times when you're very busy and you're seeing lots of patients. You want to make sure that they've received all of the components that are required for their care, and the electronic medical record enables to alert you if you particularly had an oversight. This child might be due for their lead testing. Perhaps they missed a visit, and they're due for some other type of test or procedure. The electronic medical record that we have will alert us and remind us all the way from the beginning of the office visit all the way to the end that we need to discuss certain things with the patient. And I think that that helps make sure that there are no gaps or lapses in care.
All right. Now, I can't let you ladies leave before you tell our listening audience what inspired you to become pediatricians. Dr. Willingham, let's go ahead and go with you.
Wow. So initially, I think I'm recorded on tape as wanting to be a medical provider since the age of 3 or 4. But at that time, I thought that my only possibility was to be a nurse. And so my uncle asked me about that, and why do I not want to be a doctor? And at that time, I told him, well, girls can't be doctors. So it was very interesting. You know, my family had a long discussion with me that as a young lady, you can do anything that you put your heart and mind into. So with that, I decided that, yeah, you know, it is possible. Maybe I can be a doctor. And then after arriving at medical school, we have to go through all the rotations. So we had surgery, I had OBGYN, emergency medicine. What I found is that I definitely enjoyed taking care of women and children in particular. But when I got to pediatrics, I felt like I was at home. And one of the things that I think is very critical in the job that you pursue is that you must love it. And when I look back over my life and I think about, is there anything else I would do? The answer is absolutely no. I enjoy the fact that parents are putting their trust of their most precious asset in my hands, and that they're trusting the training that I've received to be able to take care of their children. And being able to grow with them over the years, and as Dr. Wilson Phillips said, now I'm starting to see some of the patients that I used to take care of, I'm starting to see their children. It's just wonderful to see families just continue to come through the practice. So that's one of the reasons why I chose pediatrics, and I'm definitely very sure that this was the right choice for me.
Beautiful. And Dr. Wilson Phillips?
I would have to say my answer is very similar in the pathway that I took as far as to becoming a pediatrician. I fractured my skull. I was a cheerleading mascot at about the age of 9. I had an accident where I fractured my skull and had to spend some time in the hospital. I think that was my first experience with medical beyond going to see the doctor as a child. And so it was beyond that that I thought I wanted to be like an EEG tech, and I was encouraged by one of my teachers. He said, you know, I think you can do a little bit more than be a tech in the medical field. I would encourage you to take a look at, you know, the medical field beyond that as far as being a nurse, maybe a physician. And my dad was already a pharmacist, so he was really discouraging me from the pharmaceutical aspect of it. And I pursued pediatrics because I said, well, you know, I really do like the longevity, the consistency, the relationship, and that's really what I enjoy in this aspect of my experience in pediatrics. I thought about emergency medicine, but the short-term relationships that you have with patients in pediatrics, I mean in emergency medicine, was just not what I was looking for. And so what I really do love now is that I've known some of my patients and seen them in the hospital as a newborn. Now they're off to college, and there's some that have families that can, you know, have returned to the practice and they're bringing their kids. And so it's really wonderful and rewarding to be a part of an extended family in the community.
Beautiful. I really appreciate you ladies sharing that information with our listening audience. Dr. Wilson Phillips, tell our listeners why did you and Dr. Willingham decide to advertise DPG in our new publication, PYNTK, Business Women in the City? As a matter of fact, it's going to be in the Kroger stores this Friday.
Well, the reason that we accepted the opportunity, Spark Plug, is because you do such a very nice job of presenting the women in your publication. The layout is always beautiful. The words that you say and how you market our organizations is just fantastic. So we really like the product that you put out there. We like the audience that you present the product to. And so we couldn't think of a better place than to put our practice and our organization in a publication that is going to represent our organization to the level that we would like to be represented.
Beautiful. Dr. Willingham, did you have anything to add?
Well, once again, she's taking pretty much everything I wanted to say. I definitely, looking at the quality of your work and knowing that your publication is distributed throughout the Metro Atlanta area, it is a great opportunity to showcase some of the services that we offer at Decatur Pediatric Group. And you never know where you are. And somebody called me up and said, hey, I saw you on the cover of, you know, this particular magazine. And it was a great opportunity for them to understand a little bit more about the unique opportunities that we have within our practice as well. So Dr. Wilson Phillips told me initially when she began to develop the practice about her experience with your organization and how it really helped launch and set off a positive relationship with the community. And we feel like we're at another opportunity when this opportunity came along that we just could not pass that up.
Well, you two ladies look fantastic on the front cover as well.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Dr. Willingham, how can our listeners connect with the Decatur Pediatric Group and tell us once again where the DPG locations are around Metro Atlanta?
Okay, so we are located throughout the Metro Atlanta area. We are in Clarkston. We are located also in Cobb County and Smyrna. We have an office in Lithonia as well as Covington. And we can be reached. We have a Facebook page, but we also are at www.pediatric.com. DecaturPediatricGroup.com, where you can look at our website and take a look at the providers that we have within our office and look at some of the services that we have. We can also be reached, of course, by phone, and our main phone number within our call center is 404-296-7133.
All right. You have a great-looking website. I was on it last night, and it's very interactive and easy to use. And so before we bring this interview to a close, Dr. Wilson Phillips, did you have any final words for our listeners about DPG?
Well, thank you so much, Sparkplug, again, for this opportunity. And for the listeners of Sparkplug Radio, please keep Decatur Pediatric Group in mind. And once again, we can be reached at all times, 24 hours, 404-296-7133, or on our website, Decatur Pediatric Group. Thank you.
All right. Well, Dr. Lynette Wilson Phillips and Dr. Melinda Willingham, owners of the Decatur Pediatric Group, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call today at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.